From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Austin Police Chief Brian Manley said at a news conference early Wednesday, investigators do not know the motive behind this month's string of bombings in the Texas Capitol.
You know, that's the one thing we don't have right now is a motive behind this. We do not understand what motivated him to do what he did, and that will also be part of the continuing investigation as we try to learn more about him and to understand why he took the actions that he did.
Manley said the suspect set off an explosive device inside his vehicles in a suburban Austin hotel parking lot as SWAT teams were closing in. A suicide bomber blew himself up near a Shiite shrine in Kabul, Afghanistan, Wednesday. Officials say the blast killed at least 26 people and wounded more than 50 others. Pernell Murdoch has more.
The attack took place as the capital celebrated the Nowruz holiday, marking the start of the Persian New Year. Kabul has been on alert for attacks over the Nowruz holiday, but the bomber was still able to detonate his explosives. The militant group Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Syrian opposition civil defense, known as the White Helmets, released video footage showing widespread destruction in Douma, eastern Ghouta, caused by ongoing fighting between the Syrian army and rebels. The video filmed on Tuesday shows damage to buildings and cars on fire. More than 1,000 people have been killed since the large-scale government offensive began February 18th. Some 400,000 people are believed to be living in eastern Ghouta. For additional stories, follow our website. This is Visit VOA News. Nigeria's information minister says Boko Haram militants have released 91 of the 110 girls they abducted in the northeastern town of Dapchi last month. The suspected chief executive of Cambridge Analytica said his political consultancy's online campaign played a decisive role in Donald Trump's 2016 election victory. Grace Lee has that story.
In footage aired by the UK's Channel 4 on Tuesday, they say the company helped Donald Trump score a victory in the 2016 election and ran key parts of his campaign. Reuters was unable to verify the video. During the conversation, Alexander Nix brags that he met candidate Trump many times. He also says the company did Team Trump's data targeting and ran the digital and television campaigns. In a statement, CA said this does not represent the values or operations of the firm.
That was Grace Lee. Israel, for the first time, confirmed that it bombed a suspected Syrian nuclear reactor in 2007, saying on Wednesday that the strike removed a major threat to Israel and the region and was a message to others.
A missile.
The message of the attack on the reactor in 2007 was that Israel will not tolerate developing abilities that threaten the existence of the state of Israel. That was the message in 1981. That was the message in 2007. And this is the future message to our enemies.
It's the first public acknowledgement by Israel that it bombed the partially constructed Al-Kubar facility near Deir al-Zor. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says a three-way summit with North Korea and the United States is possible and that talks should aim for an end to the nuclear threat on the Korean Peninsula. Jeff Custer reports.
Moon Jae-in is set to meet with Kim Jong-un next month, and Donald Trump has said he'll sit down with the North Korean leader by the end of May. Seoul officials are considering Panmunjom at the heavily militarized border between the North and South for a meeting, not just between Kim and Moon, but also possible three-way talks. Meanwhile, North Korea has been uncharacteristically quiet about the meetings, but its state broadcaster acknowledged Wednesday that there has been a sign of change in relations with the U.S. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Myanmar's President Thein Jaw resigned Wednesday, with his office saying he wished to take a rest from his duties. He was the country's first democratically elected president in decades, but served largely in a ceremonial role. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.